To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by CarShield.com. Now, nothing can put a dent in your travel plans or daily commute like your car breaking down unexpectedly. You're hit with a huge repair bill, and the money you save for your vacation or that new household item, it's got to go to pay to fix your car. Well, when you have extended vehicle protection from CarShield and your car breaks down after the manufacturer's warranty expires, you don't have to worry about those surprises. Here's an email from Steve in Missouri sharing his CarShield experience. Quote, bought this for one of my cars that's been suffering for a while now after hearing you talk about it, and not a single regret. I took a recent long-distance trip with my 95 Corolla to Texas. I've done this trip before, but with a rental, so I was risking a lot taking this older car this long. Sure enough, I ended up getting a flat tire along the way, and instead of spending so much on a tow to the nearest repair shop, CarShield came in handy that day, and I got my car towed. While it was there, they showed me I had a damaged brake line that could have been an even bigger problem. It was all fixed in just a few hours, and I was fully covered, end quote. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair simple. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. They provide 24/7 roadside assistance, plus a rental car when yours is being fixed for free. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, I encourage you to save yourself thousands in future car repairs and stop worrying. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection by calling 800-CAR-6100 or go to carshield.com and in either place use the promo code RM and you'll save 10%. You can also find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, there are travel books that serve as guides, and there are travel memoirs. A new book by our next guest, Guy Sabilla, is titled Boarding Passes to Faraway Places, and it's a travel log. Not many of us have spent time in all the places that Mr. Sabilla has, from Pakistan to Burma or Myanmar, villages in India, Belize, well, out in the jungle in Belize, not in the village. His experiences there account for this book. Mr. Sabilla, welcome to the show. One of your favorite ways of understanding a destination, you write, is through poetry related to that destination. You write that poetry seems to capture the heart of a place. Now, I know you like to write poetry yourself. Didn't you write a brief using poetry during your stint in law school?
Yes, it's true. I was calling in class, in contracts class, and I found some of the contracts reading a little bit tedious. So to keep my brain alive, I wrote one brief in iambic pentameter, which happened to be the day the professor called upon me to recite the case. Which
Of course it was. How do you find poetry, though, related to your destination?
Well, you know, for example, when I I've been to Africa 3-4 times, I would try and find an anthology of poetry because it talks intense words about the land or the people or the music or the soul of the place. And I find that to be really instructive when you go into a new place without any friends, without any context, to try and get the tone of the feel of that country.
You know, you sometimes seem surprised to find yourself where you find yourself. I know from your book that you're an Army brat, as I was, like I was. You lived in Heidelberg for a while. Your dad was in the Army. But you land in Damascus, and you go, I'm in Damascus, you said to yourself when you settled into a very modest hotel. And then you said, I'm in Miramar, you said to yourself when you landed there on your birthday several years ago. Is this original wonder?
This is a hallmark of the way I travel. I think you can relate to the fact that as an Army brat, when your dad gets orders, it's one-way travel. You just go. And that really spoke to me as I got older, that when I would get into a country or place and I would meet someone, they would say, hey, you should go over here. There's a festival happening or this place is interesting. And I'd go, okay. So I would find a train, a bus, a car, sometimes a truck, oftentimes a horse if I'm in the Middle East or if I'm in Central America, and go. And I find it to be fascinating to just end up at a place that I never planned to be in.
You travel alone. Your adventures in India I thought were fascinating, especially riding those trains in India. You take meticulous notes every night, which is obvious from your writing. I have found interesting that in the jungles of Belize, you found an Amazon ruin that nobody else has found, and it's named after you now.
That was a fun experience. I was attached to a group of anthropologists from the University of Texas, San Antonio. I was doing a story I was writing called The Cowboys of Science. And in the course of being with this group, sometimes people get sick or they just can't go out. So I would t- take the lead. And in charting one day through the jungle, I found a constellation of mounds that are arranged in a way that's not natural. And of course, after 1,000 years, these just look like dirt mounds. They don't look like houses. But once you recognize it and you orient yourself, you can call the professor over and say, does this look like a village to you? And in that particular instance, it was.
And they called it Guy's Group. What's one of the most fun places you went to?
You know, one of the really interesting articles I wrote was called A Dangerous Cup of Coffee. I wouldn't call it the most fun place, but it was a fun story because I was sent to East Timor on assignment, and East Timor is known for having some of the best coffee beans in the world. The problem was to have a cup of coffee in East Timor at the end of the Civil War was you had to have it sitting around a table with a bunch of guys with guns. I was with the UN peacekeeping forces from Fiji, but we would have coffee in the morning. And I have to say, for a tough climate, having a great cup of coffee in the morning is pretty wonderful.
That is great. The book is called Boarding Passes to Faraway Places. I'd recommend it. It's written by Guy Sibylla, S-I-B-I-L-L-A. And he'll take you to places where many of us don't get to go. In case you think he toughs it all the time, I reach him in his home in Honolulu. Guy, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after this break.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.